Well, you done me, and you bet I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Jenny.
Hey guys, I'm Adam.
啊，今天呢，我们要跟大家说说一个充满着文化差异，可能文化冲突的话题啊。
Yes.
Which is
meeting the parents.
哦，这个 meeting the parents 不是你自己的父母。
Hopefully not. Yeah, hopefully not. No, this is meeting your girlfriends or boyfriend's
parents, especially if you are dating someone who's not from your culture.
Hmm.
特别是这种跨文化的关系、
okay.
恋爱婚恋的关系、
Interracial, cross-cultural、
哎、听起来好正式哦
It does, right? It really does, but there's no better way to say it、
对，所以因为现在过年期间嘛，咱们就来看看这个养女婿初次见中国的岳父母的时候他们心里在 worry about 什么东西在紧张什么、然后呢因为我自己也是 I'm in ainterracial marriage,、cross-cultural marriage,、
yeah.
所以我有很多自己亲身的体会可以分享给大家啊。好，那我们今天的微信公众号呢，会把我们所有讲的这些重点，然后英语、中文都列出来。现在也希望给大家提供一个很方便，你既能听又能看又能学习的一个管道啊。所以大家关注一下我们的公众号"开言英语"。前面我说 Adam 讲的那两个词很正式啊，但是我觉得还是有必要值得来看一下，一个叫做
interracial，
racial 就是 like race related
race,、
和种族有关的、inter 就那个什么 international 国际那个、
right.
就是跨来跨去
yeah, just cross yeah.
cross 对，所以另外一个词就叫 cross cultural yeah.但是 like no one in that kind of relationship would say I'm in an interracial relationship.
Yeah, it's really funny. It's just nobody would, right? It's just, it is a really formal word. And you might hear it in terms of history. Like, you know, in the 50s, it was illegal to have an interracial relationship. But no one's going to say it.
在口语里面如果说他们俩就是比如我跟我先生一中一西的有什么比较口语的方法吗、Can you say like just a mixed couple? They're a mixed
I guess a mixed couple's okay.
Because、
yeah.
with children, 混血儿 we do say
mixed,
like mixed、
yeah.
children, mixed kids, right?
Yeah.、I think everybody's so PC over here that just nobody wants to say anything. It says, oh, just a couple, just a normal couple.
啊、对你说因为在、北美现在很就是政治正确很 PC、就是说我们要 we need to see through 什么 see beyond race
right
不要老看着他们哎呀一个中国人一个什么西方人、
right.
他们就是一个 love is love
couple,
他们就是个 couple、
yeah.
是吧、好那这样的这种marriage or the, relationship 婚恋的关系呢总会有很多挑战啦因为两边的文化特别不一样比如说我们今天讲的这个 meet the parents、
mm-hmm.
or meet your future in-laws
the in-laws
未来可能是你要叫他们爸妈了是吧这个是一个 big moment
sure yeah
但是呢在西方文化里面啊在很多在北美的文化里面
Not a big moment.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not a big moment?
Well, it can be. I'm sure there are lots of families who think that it's very important. But, like, I met so many girlfriends' parents, and nobody ever thought that, hey, they're going to get married.
对,就是你说你以前就是跟很女朋友的爸爸妈妈好多女朋友的爸爸妈妈都见过面、
yeah,
他们也见过你的父母然后那个时候也没有人说他俩就是要结婚
Right, exactly And it's not just like going to just like meet them I mean it's going to stay at their place for you know a couple days or
这样也可以吗
Yeah, of course
哎呦你们真的很 open-minded
Yeah
Because yeah, my Well, I don't know what the kids are doing these days.
You kids.
就是现在中国的年轻一代，因为他们的父母也年轻嘛，就是我觉得可能观念想法上还是跟我和我父母这一代会有一些不一样。
Yeah.
At least for my generation, my parents' generation, my parents would never want to meet any of my boyfriend's parents unless we were going to get married.
Right.
对，就对他们来说，这个还是， 就我为什么要见他们，你们就是我们这有什么关系、mm. 就觉得我爸爸妈妈还是这样的想法。
OK, fair enough.
因为我不是就跟我先生我就谈过一次恋爱，然后后来我们就结婚了。 So they never, like my parents never had to meet any of my boyfriend's、oh. parents because I never had any boyfriend.
You got it right the first time.
Yeah. 对，所以在我自己的故事里面吧，我还记得就现在正好过年嘛、mm. Actually, that was when my parents met my、future husband、mm. for the first time.
And how did he do?
我反正当时就让他少说话。I remember that was my like foremost advice to him,、
yeah.
就是让他 super respectful, 就是要非常非常的懂礼貌、
mm.
你特别咱们中国人觉得你见长辈啊，长辈就是什么
Elders、
mm.
Respect your elders.
对，不仅要 respect, 要 like super ultra uber respect
uber
他们
respect.
对， in the sense that 因为我觉得在国外你们见你前面说啊，就是当然不是很 serious relationship、mm. 见父母也没关系， but if it is a very serious relationship where you guys are、likely to get married、
mm.
见父母那个需要非常非常 respectful, 很 formal 那种。
I think probably not. I think it would be more like casual, like you meet the girl's dad, his name's Bob, you know, like drink some beer with Bob,、mm. you cook some burgers with Bob. But there are a lot of people who do think that、some traditions are very good. One tradition, for example, is、the man, like the boyfriend,、
yeah.
asking the father...his future father-in-law、
yeah.
for permission. Can I marry your daughter? Do I have your permission?
Oh, so in 外国还是会有这种这样很含蓄的传统、mm. 就是说
Yeah, the guy, the boyfriend will go to ask the girlfriend's father.
就是说我能娶你的女儿吗、mm. 这样。那这个时候是 at which point 是你已经和那个女朋友求婚 like pop the question 以后还是没有
Yeah, I don't know if that part really matters so much.、Uh-huh. I think it's just like, it's a formality. You just、go do it.
那我老公都没有问我爸。
Oh.
你看不尊重。
Maybe he's scared of your dad. I think that's...
有可能。That's more like it. Yeah.
yeah.
对，在我们中国传统里面，我觉得也是就是要见男方肯定要表达自己的这个忠心诚意嘛，就是、mm. I'm, you know, fully committed, 对吧、
right.
然后但还有一个我前面说到的 respect 呢对中国人很重要的就是比如你去见 future in-laws 或者可能是像现在过年更大的一个 family gathering 家庭聚会就之前我们说的七大姑八大姨 you need to address them properly、
yes.
对因为我记得当时我就给我的老公就准备了很多那种 flashcards 小卡片这个叫娘娘姑姑然后伯伯叔叔婶婶什么的、mm. 对他来说真的挺 confusing 的、
sure.
因为有差不多20多个人、
oh.
然后每一个人 geez 都还不一样的、
yeah.
but that's super important 对在中国文化里面我们就觉得你是 baseline respect 虽然是起码尊重但是 it tells it's very telling of、mm. who you are、
yeah.
you know, 但是能就是还是能显现出你的人格你的人品吧这样、
mm.Do you think it's worth it, though, maybe for, like, a foreign guy who、mm. wants to marry a Chinese girl? Maybe he can just pretend he can't speak Chinese, so he doesn't have to worry about all that?
Sometimes I wonder. 其实我有的时候也觉得是不是那如果就外国男生一点中文都不会、mm. 什么
They have it pretty easy.
Yeah, have it easy.
Yeah, they have it really easy.
对，所以我觉得最难的是这种中文会一点但又不好的外国人、mm. 因为中文好的话他学起来应该是比较快了、
yeah.
对吧像在这个半吊子的人就比较惨一点哈。那在国外的传统里面啊，这个去如果初次上门的话 ，Do you bring some sort of a gift？ 要带礼物啊什么
？Well, I mean, you should whenever you're going to someone's house, you should bring a gift. That's、mm. but I don't think there's any special thing. I think you know if I was asking my girlfriend like.What is your dad like? Or what is your mom like?
Cigarettes.
Yeah, cigarettes.
香烟
like, that would be awesome. I would be so happy to like go, yeah, just, you know, have a carton of cigarettes. Knock on the door, here's some cigarettes.
对，但在国外你不会看到送香烟这个礼物，就即使那个人抽烟的话，就也觉得 you know, if I buy it as a gift, I'm encouraging a very unhealthy behavior.
Right, yes,
right?
yes.
那那我觉得在中国的我们觉得见长辈啊，通常会送一些 things that help them stay healthy,、mm. 比如什么保健品啊，保养品啊什么的、
right.
就是很多 Amways 那种各种各样的 Omega 3
right, Vitamins
and... Vitamins or 以前脑白金这种东西、mm. 但我觉得这个在国外是很少当做礼物的
Yeah, it'd be weird
Unless you're like, I don't know, meeting Spencer and you give him some protein powder
I did once, yeah, I did once
Workout stuff,
But、
right?
He said it went bad
Oh my
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah, sorry, Spencer.
但我觉得在国外可能比较 popular 的礼物啊，受欢迎的就是什么
wine,
红酒啊、
yeah.
like a, I don't know, like a fruit basket or 什么酒。
Maybe like a nice bottle of scotch or something、
oh,
for the dad.
爸爸对对对。哎、
yeah. ，
这个咱们中国就送个什么水井坊之类的白酒，a nice bottle of Chinese liquor、mm. 白酒。嗯，既然你说到了喝啊，我是记得我快要结婚就已经 kind of engaged 订婚了， mm. 然后呢，第一次就跟我一大家子的人， mm. 奶奶家所有人过年的时候，前面他是也有点紧张，因为所有的人都也很好奇嘛，这个啊。但最后呢 ，what really helped to ease the situation、mm. was like when people started.Drinking,
yeah, it's much better than.
当然不是说 get wasted, get drunk, 不是大家要喝醉什么的，但是就像我的一些叔叔啊、伯伯啊，就大家喝喝啤酒好了，就算都会觉得啊、mm. oh, relax 很多，就是哦、oh, we're not that different,
right?、Yeah.
Right, we all like beer. You might like cold beer, and I might like room temperature beer, but it's you know
cold beer. He wants cold beer.
对，就是后来你还是会发现，就是可能人之间共同的地方比不同的地方有的时候是多很多。
Sure.
Find a common language.
Yes, beer.
好，那我们今天说了一个我觉得很有意思也很欢乐的话题啊。我们的听众群里面呢，我知道也有不少是You're a mixed couple, you're in an interracial relationship, is that word again? 不知道第一次你带你这个另一半去见你的家人去见你父母的时候、mm. 啊，当时都发生过什么有趣的故事、mm. 现在回想起来就当时是觉得啊 super nervous 很紧张什么现在想想在即使那种尴尬的也是很有意思的啊，都欢迎大家在留言里面跟我们分享或者你有什么这个相关的问题也可以在留言里面问我们 We'll do our best to answer you 好最后呢也谢谢大家的收听在新年期间呢我们还是会、更新节目啊，陪伴大家度过一个愉快的春节假期 OK Happy New Year and we'll see you next time 再见
Bye guys So why won't they? It's your day.